She was 14 years old. Her home's foster homes. 14 different homes in 14 years. It's not what you'd call stability. She must have felt like a used car, just traded from one owner to another. A pastor and his wife, who had taken in a number of cast-aside kids, brought her into their home. Bill and Sue decided to treat this girl like they thought God would treat her. "This is now your home," they said. "You can call us whatever you're comfortable with. Aunt and uncle, grandma and grandpa, Bill and Sue, mom and dad. You decide. We're not going to send you away to another foster home. If you're good, this is your home. If you're bad, it's still your home. We're here to be your support whenever you need it." And that's exactly what she did need. And that's exactly the way God is. If you feel like you've been thrown from one situation to another with no stability, God will take you and stand with you no matter what. Oh, by the way, she ended up calling them Mom and Dad. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Chahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Hey folks, the Rev here. The PE Sportsman and Survival Show is coming to Island Grove Park in Greeley November 9th and 10th. You'll see hundreds of vendors featuring survival accessories, guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much, much more. With free seminars included with admission both days, discover what thousands have learned. PE Shows is where it's at. Visit PEShows.com for more details. See you at the show.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Look around you now.
Welcome to Hour 2 of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday from 11 to 1 on AmericasNewsNetwork.com. I'm sorry, not America's News Network. I was thinking of something else. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. I do watch America's News Network. But no, this is AmericanFreedomNetwork.com. And both hours are on podcast on 1360KHNC.com. And then weeknights 6 to 7 on 1360 AM radio in Johnstown, Colorado. Programs are always streamed on America's Freedom Network for sure. And on my Sunday program from 10 to 1, I basically recently have been staying specifically with prophecy because people want to know the end time. That's on Sunday on 1360 AM radio in Johnstown, Colorado. And programs are always streamed, especially here on America's Freedom Network, because this is internet radio. Jesus Christ stated that He is the truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the truth. And if you know the truth will make you free. One thing about truth, as difficult as it may be, you are free because you have ushered deception to the door and locked him out. The deceiver is outside wanting to get in. The truth makes you free. In the first hour, I'm talking about Milton, the hurricane, the man-made, again, hurricane, a weather warfare weapon. Right now, all of the agencies in this government, the Department of Defense, NORAD, NCAR, NOAA, who else would be involved? I'm sure DARPA. And there are many others. I don't have the time to think about every one of them. They decided to once again hit the southeast with another hurricane. And definitely, like others have been talking and discussing, this right at the time of the election. It's going to affect the election in a negative way on the side of Donald Trump. The American people are just beginning to wake up. They are beginning to realize that these, no matter what the weather individuals say that on the nightly news, there are no such thing as chemtrails. I just listened to a guy last week saying, oh yeah, this is just vapor. No, no, he's part of the cabal. He's part of the system. He is told what to say. He has been coached, directed. He has been to the school. See, America sends all of these politicians, the people that are involved in the agencies in the government and the city government, and the county and the state governments, they send them to these special schools to teach them how to lie to your face without you knowing it. To misinform you while you believe that you're being informed. It's what they do. They're sent, and corporations send their PR people. Well, like this young girl that, this individual that is the press secretary for Biden. Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. This lady can, you can ask her, you can tell her that it's nighttime and she will convince you that nighttime doesn't exist. But I'll say there is eternal fire. Deny it all they want. There is eternal fire. Jen Psaki. Professional liars. Professional. Then she go from one employed in one place to lie to another place to lie. And Christ talks about them in the book of Revelation. He says that they all have their place in the lake of fire. And they will not cease. They will not stop their lies. They will continue to lie because that's what they do. They're the children of the Father of lies. And they'll admit it. They'll admit that they are, yes, we are children of the Father of lies. And they're happy. They don't realize what's coming. The nations, Russia and China and England, France, Germany, Sweden, Norway, Finland, all these nations, the leaders of the nations in Africa, in South America, in Mexico, in Canada, every single one of these leaders of these nations, they, through their intelligence, they are informed about every new technology. And even in the 70s, the African nations went to the UN, 1976, petitioned the UN, the body, to pass laws protecting them from weather modification from the United States, Russia, and China, and England, that these nations would not interfere with their weather patterns, their normal rains. But no, these nations, they're not going to listen. They don't care about the laws passed at the UN, especially the United States, because who owns NATO? Empire. We own NATO. We fund NATO. This is why Trump is going to cut their budgets. Why do you want to fund an enemy of the country that you're serving? Why do you want to fund them? The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
Mm-hmm.
before the breathing air is gone, polluted by chemtrails, polluted by toxic gases, aluminum, barium, uranium. Who knows what else they have in that stuff? Before the breathing air is gone, better take a ride out into the country. Don't go to North Park. Go to South Park. Stay out of North Park. It's too beautiful. And the other thing, too, is going back to these leaders of the nations, they know the technology that empire has. They're aware, fully aware. They don't deny. They have been awakened to the truth of what we empire, what we have. Now you have in Hurricane Milton some new, what is it that they have? How, what is it they have employed to shut vehicles down? You can't start your car. The cars just stop running. Something in the air. It's not revolution. It's something inside of Milton. What kind of technologies are going to be revealed that we don't know about? Here, like with, you know, Starlink. This individual, you know, I'm not so sure about, I see his face. What's his name? Starlink? X? SpaceX? I know his name. He's supposed to be the first trillionaire in the world. No, he's not. No. He's not the first trillionaire. The Vanderbilts in today's, what we would in today, in our, the Vanderbilts were trillionaires back in the 1800s. Cornelius, the criminal, Vanderbilt, he was a trillionaire in that money, in the money of the day. So Elon Musk is the wanting to provide all of these Starlink systems to these people. All they have to do is point them at the sky, and they have internet. They have access. They have a way to communicate. But no. The government won't let them, let the people have access to those devices. Now listen, in the Gaza, Israel has allowed all of these trucks of supplies and aid, humanitarian aid, food, clothing, what is needed, cooking oils, everything, flour for baking. And what happens is once these trucks, they go into, cross the border, immediately Hamas terrorists confiscate those trucks and they shuttle them off to other facilities to steal and rob the best that is going to the Arabs in the area who never get it. It goes and is hijacked. Well, it's happening right here in America. All of this aid that has been going to these people that need the aid there in the Carolinas and in that area. We have a modern day Hamas taking over all of that aid, all of the supplies, all of the everything heading that direction. Modern day American Hamas, FEMA, FEMA Hamas, they are taking the aid. Where is that aid going to the modern American Hamas? What's American Hamas doing with that aid? Are they taking it, putting it on ships, sending it over to Lebanon? Like the $30 billion that Kamala is sent to Lebanon rather than help American citizens? Something's backwards here. Something is not right. There's a strain in the brain of the people that run this country. They're something hidden, cosmic, that is affecting them. It's evil, sheer evil. So Elon Musk is willing to give these individuals a way to communicate so people can find them, so they can communicate with family and the doctors and the hospitals, to get their medications from Walgreens. Going back to these other nations, have to work together because they realize the power of empire. There are those who are saying that our military has been depleted, that we are basically our Defense Department is not what it should be. Don't believe it. The Bible says something completely different. The Bible says that Barack Obama, the rider of the white horse in Revelation chapter 6, I mean, it's out there now. I documented, I've been speaking, to, informing this audience, this audience, that in the book of Jeremiah 51, there's an individual that is going to rule this country. And this country, America, is referred to as a hammer, a sledgehammer. It is likened to a wrecking maul or a wrecking ball that sits on these cranes, this great 800-pound ball that they use to knock buildings down. They used to. They don't do it that way anymore. But in Jeremiah, it says that this country, America, is going to be used to destroy the nations. So to think that America's military is, it will be destroyed at Armageddon. But right now, that's a ways off. That's about 8 years away. But in chapter 51 of Jeremiah, verse 20, you, Babylon, you ruler of this great empire, you nation, Babylon, you're my battle axe, you're my maul, you're my weapon of war. For with you, empire, I will destroy the nations, I will break them into pieces. You are the one who will destroy kingdoms. With you, I destroy kingdoms. With you, I break in pieces the horse and rider. With you, I break in pieces the chariot and charioteer. With you, I break in pieces man and woman. With you, I break in pieces old man and youth. With you, I break in pieces young man and maiden. With you, I break in pieces the shepherd and his flock. So the rancher and the farmer. With you, I break in pieces the farmer and his yoke of oxen. With you, I break in pieces governors and commanders. This nation, as it sits presently, 50 states, no, this is going to end in America. There aren't going to be 50 states any longer. There are going to be maybe 10 or 12 regions. I'll say 10. And the individuals that oversee each region will be appointed by Barry Satoru when he takes power. And this is exactly what Jeremiah is saying. In the last days, the Lord said that these things will be made known. They have to be made known, and the wicked can no longer keep things hidden. They can no longer hide what should be exposed. They can't. Eventually, Barry is going to come out and admit that once he takes power, he's going to, what I'm presenting here, he will do exactly what Jeremiah says. He's going to appoint people that will be loyal to him. He says, and then verse 24, and I will completely repay. And there comes a time where you get to be repaid. I will repay Babylon and all these inhabitants of witchcraft. All this country is going to become a kingdom of witchcraft, a kingdom of sorcery, a kingdom of people who worship Satan. They're called Chaldeans. And God is going to repay all these evil people for what they have done in this country, but also their plan that they have for Israel. The plan of the coming administration, when he takes authority, when he resumes power, the plan is to destroy Israel. That is the plan, is to eliminate the Jewish people. What Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, ISIL, Daesh, Houthis, what they cannot do, this individual will attempt genocide and ethnic cleansing to destroy all the people, the 12 children of the tribes of the 12 children of Israel, all of them, destroy them. And Dan is not one of those 12 tribes. And then to ethnic cleanse, to erase the memory of Israel forever. What Hamas can't do, Hezbollah and all these others cannot do, ISIS, all of them, this individual will attempt to do, and eventually he will do it with the people in this nation will be on board with that plan. And many of us won't even be here when that happens. And then eventually he and the people of this country will be repaid. And there's going to be fire coming down from heaven, hotter than the sun, probably nuclear. We are in a time that God, in which God is going to reveal all the secrets, all that people really want to know is going to be revealed, whether they like it or not. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Ree.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Feeling stressed? Struggling to unwind after a long day? Discover MyKind CBD, your natural path to relaxation and relief.
Hi, I'm Craig James, host of the top-rated show Just Informed Talk Radio. After years of exploring wellness solutions, I found my peace with MyKind CBD. Crafted with pure organic hemp, it's my go-to for soothing my mind, body, and soul. Whether it's easing post-workout soreness or finding calm after a hectic day, MyKind CBD delivers the tranquility I need. It's more than just a product. It's part of my wellness routine. I trust MyKind CBD because it's natural, effective, and designed with care. And I want the best for my body, and so should you.
Join Craig James and countless others who have discovered the benefits of MyKind CBD. Visit 1360khnc.com and click the shop button today and start your journey to a more relaxed, balanced life. MyKind CBD, nature's best, just for you.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deafblind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
Okay, Donald Trump stated that if he wins the election, the relationship between the U.S. and Israel will be stronger than it's ever been. And Kamala has made it clear that if she wins the election, Israel will become an enemy of empire. And Netanyahu would be the greatest enemy, even a greater enemy than Vladimir Putin. This is the hatred of this administration, or those that rule, for Israel. And this is in the Bible. But the thing is this, America must send aid, weapons, finances, diplomatic support, technology, communications. America must help Israel until Israel is completely finished with the Gaza war. They are making, the news coming out is all propaganda, that they, Israel is, doesn't have a chance, that on the seven fronts that they're fighting right now, all funded by Iran, that Israel is losing ground. No, Israel isn't. It's not in the Bible. Israel is gaining ground, momentum, advancing, being more effective. The head of Hezbollah, who was killed last week, Nasrallah, well, he had the successor, his cousin, whoopsie-daisy, he got the flu, the eternal flu. And then, so he died. Then there was the next in line, whoopsie-daisy, he got the flu. Now he's gone. So these people now, because there's a power vacuum with Hezbollah, there are all these people lining up to be, they want to be in charge. Well, actually, they're kind of thinking, you know, if I want to be number four, I'm number four right now, and if I want to be number one, I'm going to join the Allah with the my predecessors. I'm going to go and I'm going to have 27 virgins waiting for me. I might rethink, you better rethink wanting to be the head of Hezbollah, because the lady, young girl who did the report today, an update out of Israel on what's happening in the Gaza, said that these people are really kind of, they better really think whether or not they want to be the head of Hezbollah, because they better reconsider, because they're going to die. Kamala, now we see where she stands. Trump says she hates Israel. If she's president, I believe Israel will not exist within 2 years from now. But that's absolutely not true, replied Harris, who is married to a Jewish man. My entire career and life supported Israel and the Israeli people. Yeah, the Jewish man she's married to, I believe, is of the tribe of Dan, the tribe that is cursed, the tribe that led the Jewish people initially into witchcraft. I'm trying to think of his name. Yeah, he's Jewish, all right, just like George Soros. I think they're of the tribe of Dan, the cursed tribe. Henry Kissinger was of that tribe. I think Greenspan was of that tribe. These men, there are 13 tribes of Israel, but one tribe, like Judas Iscariot, was cut off. And I believe, in my view, Judas Iscariot was of the tribe of Dan. And he was replaced by Manasseh. Iscariot was replaced by Manasseh. And so Trump basically said, if and when I'm president of the United States, it will once again be stronger and closer than it ever was before. He's committed to protecting the Jewish state and American Jewish communities, pledging to prevent threats against Israel, support its fight against terrorism. Between the presidential debate between Trump and Vice President Harris, both candidates attempted to position themselves as more pro-Israel, as the more pro-Israel candidate. Well, we see now with Kamala sending all this aid to Lebanon, and of that, what was it? I think it was $136 billion. How much will reach the Lebanese people? A fraction. How much will go to the corrupt politicians? And who is going to demand the big cut? And if they don't get their big cut, then some very important people in Lebanon are going to die. That is Hezbollah. And where is that money going to go? To Iran. It just flows upstream. Then, over the weekend, there was a seismic event. It appears as if Iran now has a nuclear weapon and has told Israel that, you know, if you attempt to do anything in Iran, we're going to strike back. It appears as if, this was out of Zero Hedge, Tyler Durden, on Saturday, a 4.5 magnitude seismic event occurred in Iran's Semnan province, speculated to be an underground nuclear blast. According to the sources speaking with the Cradle, the possibility the nuclear test was indeed conducted, that is being discussed at high levels in Iran. Syrian sources speaking with the Cradle in September predicted that Iran would seek to develop breakout nuclear weapon capability in response to Israel's assassination of the Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. all these people, all these, they're becoming martyrs for Allah. Except Yahya Sinwar, he doesn't want to have anything to do with being a martyr for Allah. No way. This guy's a coward. Yahya the coward Sinwar. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez, I'll return in a few minutes.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. americasfreedomnetwork.com.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, will your bachelor of arts help you?
So Iran, it appears they now have nuclear weapons. Iran launched these 180 ballistic missiles. There's 200 here since the on October 1st. And they waited for Israel to respond. Israel is possibly planning to hit their oil fields. And I mean, if Israel hits the oil fields, they will have no source of income. Israel won't take out just a few wells. No, they'll take out refineries. This will hurt Iran. And Iran's response may be a nuclear response, but it's not in the Bible. Iran must wait till next year. Iran cannot do this without Russia. Iran would like to, but you watch. Vladimir Putin is already sending advisors. He's sending advisors to Iran to tell them, no, don't do it. because Russia knows what Iran doesn't know. Israel will take out those oil fields, and plus, and Iran right now cannot afford that. They're not going to use a nuke on Israel. There will be no nukes on Israel. There's going to be something used at the Battle of Armageddon, but it will be used. It'll be used when Christ comes to destroy the enemies at Armageddon. But not until then. Israel will not be nuked. Iran will not. Russia's going to tell them to stand down. America already has told Iran, if you do anything, and I know this, that Barry Satoro realizes that right at this point, though he may dislike the Jewish people in Israel, which will be evident in the future, at this point, we must remember that Barry has plans in the Middle East. He has plans to set up his new world order in Israel. See, there's the new world order, the one world government that we've been discussing. Well, there's that, out of that is going to evolve a new order centered in Israel, in Jerusalem. That's what Barry's going to do. So Barry's not going to allow Iran to take Israel out. Though Barry may not like, he's got to allow Israel. He won't interfere with Israel's complete victory over Hamas, Hezbollah, destruction of Damascus, the terrorists in the West Bank, all of the terrorists in Syria and in present-day Jordan. Israel is going to conclude that war. They're on the way to doing it. They're in the I don't know if you want to say months, but it wouldn't be. It's going to end here very soon. Israel just found in UNRWA, their main center, I think it's the United Nations Relief Workers Association, which is all Hamas. They just found under that UNRWA facility, underground, they found all of Hamas's computer network. The whole network being supplied, channeled, the electricity channeled into the headquarters, then down underground to fire up all those computers, everything. This, again, is another major blow to Hamas. They not only went dark 2 weeks ago because of the threat of using these little pagers or cell phones or handheld walkie-talkies. They pretty much went dark. Now they're even more in the dark because their network and all of everything on those servers has been located. They know now Israel is now piece by piece taking everything apart, documenting everything. They're going to know where the tunnels are, where everything is hidden, who's sending what, where the money's coming from, how it's getting into the country, what agencies, UN agencies, are helping to help Hamas, the Red Cross, Catholic Charities, Lutheran Charities, whatever they may be. Everything's going to be known here very quickly. The WHO from the U.S., all of these, UN, oh, there's a, every agency internationally coming from Germany, from Africa, Israel's going to know where the finances are coming from and all the players. And Israel's going to start taking out some of these people that are funding out of Iran. It used to be into Egypt and then into Israel. Israel's going to take them out. All of the supply chains, all the finances, everything coming in is going to be known, and the restrictions will begin.
Fall is a great time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 6 to 8 foot tall aspen clump for $169.50 and mix or match a second tree for 50 cents. That's two trees for $170 at the Tree Farm. Come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared, I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
You know, it's hard for me, with a heavy heart, I have to say that it's sad that Donald Trump's political career is coming to an end. Just about over. It's been a great, he's had the spotlight for 10 plus years, the most talked about individual. But his political career and his career is coming to an end. I don't know what he's going to be able to walk away with because of those that hate him and the power of the criminal government that is after him. Kamala, I'm glad to hear. I'm really glad to hear that she's not going to be president. That is, I'm rejoicing over that, and you should too. That she's not going to be the first American president, female president. Nope, sorry. That honor, she's high on herself. And she's, I don't know what she's on. I don't know what kind of medication she's on, but she's AB normal. Vladimir Putin, this is the last year as president of Russia for Vladimir Putin. I feel that about a year from now, after Russia has been destroyed with all the armies that are going to attack Israel in the Middle East, Vladimir Putin, he'll still be alive. I don't think he'll be a war criminal. I think he'll just retire if maybe natural causes don't take him to the grave. Benjamin Netanyahu, once he's done with the campaign and the victories over all the enemies on seven fronts, then he's going to have to fight Iran a year from now. But I don't think Benjamin Netanyahu will be prime minister of Israel. I don't think he'll be the king of Israel next summer. I think that when this campaign is finished, I think that he's going to just call it quits. And those who replace him, it may be a group of people, are not going to be what Israel needs. They will, about a year from now, make an agreement with, they'll sign some kind of a treaty or an agreement with with Barry Satoru, the Christian name of Barack Obama. They will sign an agreement, and I believe it's kind of a marriage, the Israel marrying, looking to the U.S. for protection from enemies. And even, I think Israel is going to tell Barack Obama, listen, sign an agreement with us and make us a promise. Promise you will never invade us. Promise you will never invade Israel. You can invade the Middle East, but do not invade Israel. And I think that's going to be the agreement. We have no enemies now except for America. Don't invade us. But he'll break the promise. For today, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for podcasts. We'll visit tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.